Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Say big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.
Third hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Thursday afternoon. ESPN 102.5, The Game. Tonight, speaking of ESPN, 30 for 30 films. We love 30 for 30s. And tonight is part two on Michael Vick. And who was right in the middle of that? It's producer Stanley Nelson is on the line with us. Stanley, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. How was part one received from the feedback you got?
The feedback I got was great. It seemed like it was very, very well received. And we're waiting to see how part two does tonight.
Obviously, he lived a complicated life and had a lot of different layers to his career on the field and off the field. How did you go about trying to tackle that? And obviously, this is long, so you had a lot of ground to cover because, what is it, 4 hours in length if you count both parts? So how did you go about trying to, you know, figure out how to make all this work, I guess is the best way to put it?
Well, I mean, I think the big choice for us was, you know, where do we put the dogfighting and those allegations and the trial? You know, where does that come in the story? So we finally came to the realization that the best way to tell the story was that the way it played out for us and in the public. And so, you know, Michael, the first part of the show is really Michael Vick rise. And as the public, you know, we didn't know anything at all about the dog fighting at all until the story broke on the news. And for everybody was kind of shocked. And so that's the way we play the story.
How much time did you spend around him for this?
We did three long interviews with Mike, and before that we probably sat down and talked a couple of times, you know, about what we wanted to do and what we're trying to do. So, you know, we spent a lot of time with him. Those are probably the longest amount of time I've spent with anybody actually doing interviews. So, you know, I don't know, we probably interviewed him for, if you add it all up, probably 8 or 9 hours.
And what did you think, being around him that long, what was your takeaway from Michael Vick?
I think Michael Vick, you know, is very sincere about the mistakes that he made and trying to make amends. I think that, you know, that's one of the things that impressed me, that has impressed everybody, you know, all through it. I mean, you know, people say, you know, why was he let back into the NFL? Why did Andy Reid pick him up, you know, for the Philadelphia Eagles? You know, I think because people were convinced of his sincerity. I think that there are a certain amount of people who will never forgive and never forget, you know, the dogfighting and the cruelty that Michael showed to animals. But I do think he's sincere in his regret and his apologies for what he did, and also for trying his best to do what he can to make amends, you know, speaking out about it. He spoke before Congress and other things.
That's well said, and I agree with you. He's been on the show several times. We obviously, it's just by phone, so you don't really get to know somebody. But I agree in the aspect that there are just certain people you're never going to change, and I get that, and that's their prerogative. I think if you consider where their star was and how powerful they were in their sports and the fall and I think there are two guys that really jump out at me. A-Rod and Michael Vick, who have done a fantastic job of repairing a really, really bad image. And you could have easily seen them not being able to recover. But I think both of them have done a really that was a tough job. I thought that was a huge mountain both of them had to climb. And I think A-Rod has done a good job. And I think Michael Vick should be put in that category too, because I think he's done what you need to do to try to go about. Like I said, you can't worry about the people you're never going to change, but just trying to repair things with people that maybe you can. I think he's done a good job in that department.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and we didn't make the film to exonerate Michael Vick. You know, we made the film to tell his story, and so that's up to the audience, you know, to take away from it what they will. But I have no doubt that Mike is sincere in regretting what he did and doing everything that he can to make amends.
We're talking to Stanley Nelson. He is the director for Vick, the 30 for 30 on Michael Vick. You can see part two tonight on ESPN. You talked about people forgiving Michael Vick and that some will and some have, and some won't ever. In the time that you spent with him, did you get the sense that Michael Vick has forgiven himself?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, he's come out of it as whole as he could be. I mean, there's a certain amount of regret and sadness there. You know, I mean, for like anybody, you know, who kind of blows something that is a great thing that they have and could have had. As someone says in the end of the film, you know, there'll always be a bit of, you know, would have, could have, should have. I mean, I think Mike actually says that. But yeah, that's part of his story. That's part of his legacy.
As you discussed, and we saw in part one, you go through his upbringing in a lot of the early days. What were you able to learn about that aspect of his life, of just, you know, him, his upbringing?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, he was born and raised in Newport News, Virginia, and I think that for us became a real character in the film. You know, it's a really, you know, special area. Mike was raised in the projects. His mother was a teenager when he was born. He was her second child, and as she says, you know, I was still in high school. It was ridiculous. That's a quote from her, you know, and that's how he grew up, you know, in you know, what many would consider, you know, poverty. And, you know, Newport News is a place where for many people sports is seen as the way out. You know, as Mike says, you know, it was ball, jail, or die for me and my friends. And so, you know, he, you know, balled and played ball, you know, to the best of his ability. So yeah, Newport News is a really special place, and I think becomes part of what the film is about. You know, as Mike goes to college and in the pros, you know, he takes his friends with him, you know, and he thought that was something that he owed to the people he grew up with, to bring them along with him. And you know, in some ways that turns out not to be, you know, the best thing he could have possibly done.
Did you get the sense, because you brought up Andy Reid and obviously the head coach with the Eagles at the time, and I've always used the phrase that Andy Reid has the quarterback rehabilitation program and it worked wonders for Michael Vick, that maybe he doesn't have this second chance, he doesn't have this redemption story if it's not for Andy Reid?
Yeah, I mean, there was a thought, you know, among, you know, so many people. Tony Dungy says it in the film. Mike's wife, Kiafa, says it in the film. That after he got out of prison, he was never going to play in the NFL again. I mean, that was what was thought. And that, you know, Tony Dungy was really working with Mike to rehabilitate him as a human being and to work with him, you know, just to come back into the world. But, you know, as Tony says, he had no expectations that Mike would come back and play in the NFL. So, you know, without Andy Reid, who knows what would have happened with Mike. And also Donovan McNabb, who was the quarterback of Philly at that time, who spoke up for Mike.
I know a lot of people will be checking out part two tonight. Thank you so much for the visit, Stanley. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
All right, that is Stanley Nelson, who is the producer for Mike Vick, 30 for 30, or he's the director, I guess I should say, not the producer. He's the director of that, and part two will indeed air tonight. We will come back. By the way, Barton Simmons at the bottom of the hour, Elliot Friedman at 1 o'clock, Jerry Stackhouse before we get out of here as well. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase next.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.